This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This was not a normal day. These kind of days are never normal days. So, due to the abnormality of it today, he was kind enough to offer his services, and so of course I'm going to take him up on it. So, joining us again this week is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
The first thing Monday, and here I am the last on Friday.
I suppose maybe he's not turned up.
Hey, Bill?
Yes, okay, there we are.
There we go. You know, I realize I bookended your radio program this week. I was in the first hour on Monday. Here I am in the last on Friday.
This is the way to go, right? Yeah, anyway.
Wow. Yeah, what a terrible day to have to cover the news. But we have to.
Yep.
Where shall we start? There was a murder in Santa Fe, Texas. 10 people killed. It appears one murderer, although there are more than one person in custody. Officials are still sorting this out. And there are some huge takeaways already. Where should we start?
Well, I would say that let's start at the beginning. I had Dan Zimmerman on earlier. I'd like your opinion on this. This reminds me a lot of Columbine.
Absolutely it does. And the full Columbine. The Columbine attack were two guys acting in concert. They brought bombs onto campus. They wanted bombs to be a distraction so they could shoot more kids, so that there would be widespread panic. So did this murderer. So perhaps did these murderers. We don't really know yet whether it was single or multiple. These murderers are learning from each other, just as the jihadi terrorists do. They learn what works. They copy it. Unfortunately, they're learning faster than we are.
Yeah.
This is serious stuff. One of the problems is, if you will, what our media has done with it. Typically, we see, after Columbine, we saw 70 copycat attempts, many of them prevented. The degree of media coverage is increasing, and you get what you reward. So when you think about it, I went and looked up average media time. We are promoting these kids with a frightening public relations campaign. If you're a disaffected sociopathic murderer, you get about a 2 billion, yes, billion with a B, not million, $2 billion media campaign if you pull off a school murder. And that's worth it to these murderers. They're adapting their techniques to get the most murder and sensationalism. And we're not catching up.
Well, we're not catching up. And, the policies that are in place to protect students,
right,
are the same sort of patchwork kaleidoscope setup that we have for concealed carry permits.
Yes.
So every little fife has their own little set of rules and everything else. And, you know, it's, you know, Will Barker County, Texas has been, you know, they've been armed for 10, 11 years.
Well, but let's think about that. And I'm glad you brought up the Columbine murders. We're not going to, I'm not going to name their names. You can, I won't. The first thing they did is engage the school resource officer.
Right.
Hi, there's a big target walking around in blue. I can plan my attack based on where he is. I have all the time in the world. So did the murderer in Texas. That, if you're depending on the SRO, that's a bad plan.
Yeah. Unless you have a platoon of them.
Well, better yet, let's get them the heck out of uniform. Let's get them in the classroom. Also, again, absolutely classic, this kid pulled the fire alarm. Now, before the... Now we know to be best practice. You can pull the handle before the alarm, the general alarm rings in the school.
Sure.
They want a staff member to go verify that there's really a fire. That best practice wasn't put in place. It's not that the alarm doesn't ring to the office immediately and to the fire department immediately, but before you get everybody driven into the hallway to become easy targets, you want a reliable staff member to verify that there's actually a fire. That's known best practice. It wasn't done.
Well, okay. If for these schools that want to be soft targets, why wouldn't they have video trained on all of these fire alarms?
How about just a general surveillance video looking down the hallway and you go, wait a minute, somebody pulled the fire alarm on hallway 3.
Sure.
Check a camera. I don't see smoke.
Yep.
No other teacher is calling in from their classroom that there's a fire. Okay, let me call one of the classes on that hallway and ask them to look outside. Nothing. How long does that take? That doesn't mean that the fire department isn't on their way. It doesn't mean that everyone in the office isn't notified, but it means that you verify before you act so you're not manipulated.
The whole thing with, you know, given history.
Right.
Given history, though. This is what frustrates me about this. Given history.
Uh-huh.
With these, well, you know, it's a school, so we shouldn't have this in a place of learning. I got
this
bad news for you. Guns in the classroom. If you're not going to make it a hard target, then make it a harder target. Put up some metal detectors, the transparent book bags, all this other stuff. Man, this guy was a student. So every one of those things, especially the way he was dressed, would have been defeated anyway.
Well, and somebody told me he showed up wearing a long coat on a 90-degree day.
Yeah, he was like the trench coat mafia.
Again, now we've seen this before. This is called a clue. So we didn't, you know, this is a little bit like when you and I read about really bad guys who break our laws and then plea bargain down. You go, you don't need a new law. You need to follow up on your old regulations.
Yep.
We got 45 seconds, and the same thing is true in this case. Look, the kid didn't appear to have a bleeding arrest record and sociopathy that was long documented. But, you know, when you got bombs and guns, now the guns appear just to be a shotgun and a revolver.
Not on the ban lists.
Not anywhere close, which won't stop the prohibitionists from saying that we should ban the AR.
Yeah.
More after the break, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Rob Morris, you can catch his stuff. Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, writes at the Slow Facts WordPress blog, as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and AmoLatin.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse as we discuss the shortcomings of certain things. Does it frustrate you as much as it frustrates me, Rob, where we get out here and we have, you know, after Columbine, yes. In my mind, we should never have had another one of these things.
We should have been vastly better prepared. That's absolutely true. We never followed through on the lessons learned. We know what to do. We're not doing it. I'd like to see a few million people keep their kids home from school. A few million people walk into their school board meetings and say, you know what? You get my kids back when you upgrade to at least standard best practice. Until then, see ya.
Yeah,
you think that would get their attention? Because it appears nothing else will.
On the one hand, I sit back and I think school is a good way to, get a little, have that social interaction, learn how to get along with people and everything else.
Sure.
And then at the same time, I begin to think, but these guys are idiots. The people that are in charge of the schools are idiots. They don't, and, the teachers, you would think, and I, I'm always hearing about one that gave his life or her life to save their students in the interest of their own self-preservation. I would be demanding best practice, as you put it. I would be demanding that right now. This whole thing about, well, we've got control, we think, sort of all the entrances and exits. And, yeah, we've got two, SROs here, and that's all we need, because the school should not become an armed camp. I got bad news for these guys. Their program is being ignored.
Yes. Yeah.
And that irritates me.
Bill, there's another... Okay, so there's the local efforts, and that takes one sort of pressure. There are the national efforts, and that takes a very different sort of pressure. I would like our president to refuse to answer questions from a media network who puts this murderer's face on television and gives this school murderer $2 billion in publicity.
Yeah.
Because that's hurting our entire society. Bill, let me turn this question around. You're sure. In the media. You have advertisers. You work with them. How many copycat school murderers could you build if you were given $2 billion in publicity?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know how I would quantify that. I mean, we know out of Columbine, I think there was 85. They claimed there was 85 copycats that came out of the coverage of Columbine.
Right. That's been a long time ago, and our media coverage has gotten much more intense since then.
Yeah. Much more comprehensive and deep in it and all that other stuff. It's way out there now. So, I understand. Then for us as advocates, then we get put into a sort of a rock and a hard place, because I want the killer to be the blame. I don't want the gun to be the blame. And one of the things that I have always thought whenever we get out there and say, well, I'm not going to give the killer any of this attention he wanted to get. Well, yeah, let's give him all the attention, because he is the deviant.
Right.
And these gun grabbers, I kind of think sometimes they sort of like it when we don't get out there and say, well, I'm not going. If we get out there and say, well, I'm not going to give him any publicity, well, that means they can just concentrate on the gun. I remember with Colin Ferguson when he shot up the Long Island train.
Yep.
I never saw what that guy looked like till he was in court, but I saw his Ruger P85 over and over and over again.
Right.
So.
Well, but let's be clear. If you're a sociopathic loser, this buys you. I mean, what else are you going to? You're not going to be an Elon Musk. You're not going to be a Bill Gates. You're not even going to be a Bill Clinton.
Right.
Please do better than Bill Clinton.
Absolutely.
And yet, if you go become a mass murderer, you get and do the math yourself. Please, please, please. You can go look it up. It's a couple lines of pencil and paper.
Mm-hmm.
You get a $2 billion publicity campaign for free. You're going to get offers of marriage while you're in jail.
Right.
That's insane. No, we have bred the murderers we deserve. please, let's stop it. It's killing our kids.
Well.
And Bill, you can argue with me about freedom of the press. I get it. I love it. Heck, it's what I do. It's what I live by. But what I fear the same thing you do. If we don't, let's say, nobody's going to constrain CNN unless we do it to them. They'll blame the tool rather than their bizarre PR campaign.
Well, here's the thing about that. You know, as far as the legacy fake stream press is concerned,
right.
One, they don't know they're dead. They don't know they're
dead. We should call them the zombie press,
the
right?
Zombie press. They're the land of the walking press.
Right,
exactly. They don't know that their time has come and gone. And they obviously, they thought they were telling us what to think and how to do things and everything else. And then this election came along in 2016. And they didn't get the memo that we didn't pay attention to them then, because if we did, we'd be talking about President Clinton while we cried. But we're not, because we didn't pay attention to them. We still don't pay attention to them. They're out there trying to, and the reason the groundswell seems so big is because you and I, with what we do, you with your two podcasts and all the writing you do and me with this show, we don't have the penetration they do. Although,
right.
You know, CNN, do you want to know the biggest reason for CNN's penetration?
Airports?
You're exactly right. They're in every
captive
airport. They're in every airport in the United States, and I hope that changes soon, too. So,
yes.
Yeah, the propaganda, it's forced propaganda. I just sort of sit there and sort of let my eyes glaze over and, you know, pour my latte over my head and everything.
Hey, you know, but in the next half hour.
Yeah.
After the break here, there is tons of good news, and I don't think we've covered all of it.
Well, let's cover some then.
Yeah, and about this very same subject, what schools are doing is changing right under our nose. It's subtle. We'll talk about it after this break.
Let's do that. Rob Morse. I mean, there's just no waiting with him. Two podcasts: Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society Podcast. A featured writer at ClashDaily.com, a featured writer at Amoland.com, his own blog at Slow Facts WordPress blog. No waiting with him. None. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle Kashup.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, from somewhere in Louisiana, is Rob Morse, and we're talking about. Well, he wants to give me some good news because I guess he senses my frustration. Is that true? You sense my frustration?
I share your frustration, but
okay.
There is good news, and we need to know about it as well. I'm not willing to leave this subject of school safety, but I do want to broaden it a little bit and talk about more than Texas.
Right.
Just last week, and you may have reported it, three more states announced that they'd arm school staff. They were... Wyoming, Georgia, and Florida. Now, in some cases, this involved a change in the laws. But I think that hides more than it reveals what happened. Florida is just such a glaring case. A bunch of local school districts got together with their sheriffs, and they said, figure out a way. Because you're not going to put a deputy in every hallway. That's what I want. Sheriff, how are we going to do it? And he goes, let's see, you're a reserve deputy, and you can be a reserve deputy, and find out who the concealed carriers are. We're going to train them up. And I can't let, quote, school staff carry guns, but I can let reserve deputies who are law enforcement carry in school. Let's face it, it's the same guy who would maybe manage a traffic event after a football game.
Right.
Well, he's allowed on school property. He's allowed there during school hours. Boom. They developed a workaround. Finally, the laws caught up with reality. That was Florida. What's a little bit unusual in Georgia was that several districts announced at the same time. You usually don't see that. Usually you see a growing avalanche, meaning one district goes first. All the other boards of school boards and superintendents watch and go, okay, who's going to sue who over what? How's the, what's the public relations effects of this? What's it look like? How'd the media take it? That's not what happened in Georgia. There wasn't really a lead district, well, only by a few days. Three districts did it almost at the same time, which tells me a lot of them had been considering it for quite some time. Wyoming, I think, saw some of what was going on in Colorado. And what Laura Carno, I think she's a force of nature, right, pretty much brought the faster training program to Colorado. I won't say by herself. She had some great help, but she was an essential component. And Wyoming said, we'll do that. What was interesting in that case was how they did it. Typically, you have a school district who will send one or two staff members to be trained. Okay, now come back and you tell me what you thought of the training. You do that when the product you're buying seems like an unknown commodity and you want to really understand what it is you're buying. That's not happening anymore. Armed, the programs that train staff to be armed first responders and armed medical responders are now recognized. So we see more and more school districts when they say, okay, we're ready to make the leap. Even if they're the first ones in the state, they go, okay, if we're going to do that, we know what we're buying, and they'll send a large class. You know, typically at least a half dozen people, sometimes more. And often that's governed by finances because it takes money. How do you budget it? How do you build that line item in your budget? And that's what they're seeing now. That's how the, I'm going to call it the public culture of defending our students has changed. School districts aren't saying, well, we'll send a teacher. They go, you know, we want one on every hallway. When we roll this program in place, do we do it school at a time or district wide? Or those are the sort of decisions they're making. They weren't even considering that magnitude of change before. And so where some of the training programs could go, okay, we'll train the first one when you don't understand what you're getting. When a district says, hi, we want to send you 15 teachers, the trainers are going, can't do it for free. You got to pay full freight. Well, they can't. I mean,
right.
You know?
Yep. I hear you. But what you're pointing out is good. It is good news. And at the same time, what's interesting is we have seen, you know, we see this where, despite what the gun grabbers would have everybody believe, it wherever there is concealed carry, crime goes down.
Right.
And this is empirical data that is out right there, available right now. John Locke puts it together all the time. John Locke, you know, Gary Kleck does it. He revises his thing all the time. The CDC does it. So,
and sometimes they even tell us that they've done it.
That's right. So knowing that, though, there are still states like New Jersey, New York State, California, the entire state, Maryland, Illinois, where they just make it absolutely nearly impossible for anybody to get a permit. So what are the odds that these locales are going to allow teachers to be armed? And they will still blame the gun. Apparently, you know, I like to think of man, human man, as right, a learning animal, except in New Jersey and Maryland. And,
you know. Well, Bill, let me carry that analogy one step further. North Carolina, you can get a permit. South Carolina, you can get a permit. Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. We don't think of those as blue states. We think of them as quite liberty-minded. But they still have laws in place that keep armed, that keep school staff disarmed.
Yep.
When are they going to catch up?
Good question.
I mean, yes, I want everybody to be, to have their full rights respected. But it bothers me that even in the states, and I'll have to take my own, and I have to correct the flaw in my own house first. Louisiana puts a police officer in schools, but they disarm school staff. Why? Well, I think it's shenanigans in Baton Rouge, but we got to fix that.
Shenanigans in Baton Rouge. I think you're right about that, absolutely. I think you are. But
well, what would you say about South Carolina? There, it's not only not, I mean, it's prohibited. In my state, it's technically allowed, but they don't do it. In your state, it's banned. It's against the law.
Yeah, but my state is the General Assembly, right? They all have to wear loafers because they can't tie their own shoes. So that's a problem. That's a problem in my state. My state, which everybody thinks is a red state, and, you know, at first blush it probably is, but going to the General Assembly and watching it, I mean, I went one time, and then I had to fight everything in my being to keep from finding a nice fire hose and going and hanging myself from an overpass. Such a fumbling bunch of fools. I've never, when I was being, you know what, I'll tell you about that when we get back. I don't want to be sputtering and everything. I want to be elegant. I want to tell you some of the reasons why we haven't gone further from the mouth of one former politico in South Carolina. But Rob Morris, well, you know, Police Society podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, a very unique podcast in all of them that are out there today. Featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amoland.com. And most everything he does, all these ideas originate at Slow Facts WordPress blog. And he comes here on occasion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, and we've been talking, trying to find a silver lining, which you have pointed out, but you asked a question regarding South Carolina and why things aren't the way they should be in South Carolina. So,
right.
At one point, my senator, where I lived, was in charge of the House the Senate Judiciary Committee. His name was Larry Martin, and Larry made a big thing about he was the only lawyer ever to be in charge, non-lawyer, to be in charge of the House Judiciary Committee, and they were considering open carry and so-called constitutional carry in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I called him and got him on the phone, and I said, please do not make a decision. Because I was getting ready to go live. I didn't have time to talk to him. I said, please hold things up until I can get, you know, me and Larry Pratt and some other people can have a chat with you regarding what you're about to legislate about. And then he went, he told me yes, he would do that, and then he went in there and killed the bill. And when I got him back on the phone, I said, why? And he said, well, if we have open carry, how will the cops know who are the bad guys and who are the good guys? And I said, Senator, it's already illegal for a felon or a criminal to carry a gun if they've been convicted of anything. And, you can tell most of your regular law-abiding people because they carry them in holsters. And he said, well, what about the bad guys? I said, they only are found with holsters less than 2% of the time. And another thing that I was in, you know, I was clashing with him about was we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia.
Right.
And that was because Georgia did not require, quote-unquote, training. And I said, Senator, 50 rounds aiming at a target about the size of a dumpster where you've got, you know, the black is all, you got to get the rounds in the black. That's not training, pal. That's qualification.
Right.
Because, training is what you and I are going to be doing first weekend of next month. That's going to be training.
Yes.
This is, everything else is that kind of qualification. So that, you know, that... This is the kind of... We had to get him unelected. I was very happy. I had just started working part-time in the radio studio up here locally, and I played a little bit of that, and I enjoyed that. So,
well, let's. I want to jump back to school safety.
Sure.
Because what happened to you isn't that unusual. There are lots of things that are now when they arm teachers. Oh, I got to back up. When they arm teachers, school boards make an announcement. When the teachers are actually trained and when they start carrying, that disappears for very good reasons. We will. Somebody messaged me and goes, "Oh, you know, I couldn't find if there was actually that this actually happened. They just announced that they would do it." I go, "You're not going to get an announcement because we're not going to paint a target on somebody's back."
Right.
The concealed in this case really needs to be concealed. We don't want anybody to know who, when, and where. But that said, arming teachers is really, and I mean this literally, the tip of the iceberg, meaning there's 7/8 of the effort you never see. Has the school done a safety audit? How is bullying treated? If somebody's been bullied or is a bully, is that logged? Is it reported? Does it go up and down the chain of command? Are they looking for warnings on social media? Have the police conducted drills? When you get a threat, how is it processed? Can a stranger walk onto the campus? Has anybody tried recently? By the way, when you become an auditor, and as one at the NRA convention, the guy goes, "I walked in, picked up a kindergartner, and walked that kindergartner into the principal's office and put him down on the chair." And the guy looked at me and goes, "That was a bad thing, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, that we might want to look at this just a little bit." But, okay, so you have an audit in your local school. Is there a committee that then looks on it, looks at the deficiencies, makes recommendations, implements them, and then verifies that the change actually happened?
Right.
Guess what? Anybody can ask those questions in a school board meeting. Come on, guys, go get it and get this fixed.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that, Bill, your kid's in school. That's what you do, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I do. But I mean, I am when my kids were still in school, if they knew I was coming, that was the buzz in the school that I was coming because I did not play the game of them sitting there and telling me, "Well, this is happening." Because I knew what else was supposed to be happening. I made it my business to know what else was supposed to be happening. So if they said, "Well, this is happening," my first question would be, "Well, why
and all the
is
other
it
stuff?
Happening? And
right.
and you know all the other things that you're supposed to be doing. What about what of those? Are those happening as well?" And so.
Well, okay. Let's. I got to get in two bits of good news before we close out. That is the way to close out a Friday.
There you go.
There's something we didn't see happening before when it comes to training school staff. We didn't see volunteers pay their own way. Because let's say it's a grand per student, and some teachers now are committed to this so strongly they go, "I can afford a grand."
Yep.
Or a spouse does, or some parents and grandparents get together and go, "You know what? We'll pay for our wife, niece, whoever, to take this training. Save the money for the next teacher who needs the grant to attend, because we'll cover it." Wow. And we're seeing that all across the United States. That's a change in culture. Before,
yep.
God bless. The other one, if you go to a range, you and I can't put on a training class in our backyard.
No.
Our neighbors are going to get real upset real fast. The cops will be there about 4 minutes later. But we can do medical training any Saturday in a school classroom. And those classes have exploded. Bad choice of words. Those classes have seen tremendous growth. There,
it's still descriptive. That works. That works for me.
We can go get one, two medical responders on every hallway in two weeks that can be implemented. That's awesome. Why wait? What do we need? Money and effort. Let's make it happen. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I like that that's happening. I like the medical component is in there as well. It makes things, because that, you know, in the event that they actually had to ply the trade, they actually had to go to guns.
Right.
Somebody's going to get shot.
The goal is to treat the injured. Now,
right.
We can't do that if we're still creating new ones. So, yeah, stop it and fix it. Amen.
Right. Yep.
Right.
So that part of it I like a great deal, and, you know, it is good news, and at the same time, like I said, I can't believe we're still having this happen here. So hopefully they will be the learning, the learning animal I want them to be.
During the break, I just saw a change.org sheet go up that said, make it illegal for news organizations to show the name and face of mass murderers. This is where you and I disagree. I signed it. You wouldn't. But it's nice that somebody finally put that in public. We'll see how well it's promoted. We'll see. We'll find out. We'll find out.
I think they should make it illegal to leave everybody's a bunch of sitting ducks, you know.
Amen to that, too. From your lips anyway. To God's ears, Bill.
There you go. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. He'll be back on Monday, by the way.
Next time under better circumstances.
Yes, sir. We'll be back on Monday as well. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.